The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends, Friday, December the 21st. We go into Christmas weekend, Monday. Monday is Christmas Eve. And our segment today, all holiday themed. Let's start, first of all, with Dr. C.B. Chastain from the College of Veterinary Medicine. Good to have you here. And we're going to talk about holiday hazards with our pets.
Right.
And those holiday hazards, they're just poking their heads out all over the house, aren't they?
And there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah. There's some of them that we may not even realize.
Right, yeah.
Okay, where do we start with?
Well, there's four major categories. There's food, decorations, plants, and then escape.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with food.
Okay.
Food.
You want to be careful of bones, especially pork and poultry bones, overeating. And then there's a lot of toxic foods.
Chocolate.
Chocolate's one. Uh-huh. Macadamia nuts, raisins, and grapes.
Raisins and grapes for dogs and cats are
yes.
For both dogs and cats? Okay. And the chocolates for both
dogs? But dogs are more likely to eat them than cats are.
The grapes and raisins,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the chocolate for dogs more than cats or both?
Again, because dogs will seek chocolate out to eat it. Cats don't like sweet food very much, and they're not very likely to eat
it. Yes. I remember many years ago my dog Sparky, he was very conniving, had a pound of chocolate fudge that my neighbor had brought down, had it sitting on the table, not at the edge, just sitting on the table. And you remember Sparky, he was a big dog. Walked into the living room for just 30 seconds, and I thought all at once, oh, my God, Sparky's in there. He had eaten that whole pound of chocolate fudge.
Oh, yeah.
We had to take him to the vet and induce vomiting.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't take very long.
No. Right?
My wife, Joyce, likes to hide presents in the closet, and she had some presents she didn't know had chocolate in it, and we had a miniature pincher little dog that got into the closet, chewed through all the packaging, and ate the chocolate.
Yeah. So you had to induce vomiting to save it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's if your dog or your cat eats chocolate, immediately get them to the veterinarian. And this was on Christmas Eve, too.
Right.
Okay, what else have we got?
Well, diet candy is toxic. Dogs, yes. It has xylitol in it, is the artificial sweetener, and it doesn't do this to us, but for dogs, it makes them secrete a lot more insulin, and their blood glucose will drop to dangerous levels.
Well, you're just telling us all kinds of terrible stuff here, CB. Everything that humans like, the best thing to do is just feed your pet the pet food and
right.
Not people food.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right, because another one that we see quite often is that dogs will get into people's alcoholic drinks or drinks that have a lot of caffeine in it and drink it either the people wittingly know it or unwittingly know it, and that they can be pretty dangerous to the dog.
Okay. So we covered the food. What about the plants? Are poinsettias?
We hear a lot about poinsettias, and they have a milky sap to them,
right.
And it will irritate their mouth. And make them vomit, but it's not really dangerous to them.
So what is a plant that is very dangerous?
Mistletoe is real dangerous to them. So you don't want them, and some holly. So no holly
mistletoe
or mistletoe.
And holly.
Yeah.
The song, mistletoe and holly, but it's deadly to dogs and cats.
Mistletoe is very dangerous.
Okay, and we've got about 20 seconds or so.
Well, of course, decorations. Candles you have to be careful of because cats can knock them off and start fires. And the fumes, if you have caged birds, the fumes can kill caged birds.
So, of candles?
Yes. The scented
You're
candles.
You're just a bearer of good news.
Yeah, I'm kind of putting a damper on
you. You are. Just be careful with your animals. And the decorations, I guess one thing would be the tinsel.
Right.
Be careful
tinsel,
with the tinsel.
Or anything they can reach. So usually it's best not to put anything that they can break or chew into at the lower third.
more information, then go online to the veterinary hospital website.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Dr. Or call 882-7821.
Dr. C.B. Chastain, thank you so much for
coming.
Merry Christmas to you.
Same
even
you.
Though the news you gave us today. Now we have Cindy Chapman, Salvation Army, and we're getting down to the wire on this, aren't we?
We are. December 21st, you know, Christmas is just upon us now.
Right. And the bell ringers are still out there all over.
Right.
Now, they will be there until Christmas Eve.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had the major on at the beginning of last week. This is really an important season for the Salvation Army. I mean, your work continues all year long, but you raise a great deal of money during the Christmas season.
That's correct. We're raising money now to be used for many different programs, including our homeless shelter, which is the only shelter for families in this entire area, as well as single men, women, seniors, vets. We, you know, have the only homeless facility like that.
So people think of the Salvation Army at Christmas time, but as we said just a second ago, in reality, your work goes on all year long.
Yes.
But it is so important right now. This is a season of giving. If you're thinking about helping an organization, the Salvation Army is there for all of us. You never know.
That's
Nobody
right.
Nobody knows when we, who are doing so well today, may have to turn for assistance tomorrow.
Right, and it's comforting to know we have a proven track record. We have been here for a long time. We're in it for the long haul. And anyone is, you know, who is thinking about making a donation can do that with the utmost confidence that we use the money wisely and responsibly locally.
Yeah.
That's so important, locally.
The money that comes in here stays here.
Yes.
Right? And I was reading a story in the paper as far as giving to charities.
Mm-hmm.
The Salvation Army came out very close to the top there as
yes.
far as using that money wisely.
Absolutely correct. We make sure that all those dollars are spent wisely and responsibly.
Is there anything that you want to say specifically to our listeners or people watching us on the web?
Well, some people want to make holiday gifts in honor of other people, and that's certainly something that we encourage by giving directly to the Salvation Army. You can make a donation either in memory of a loved one or in honor of a loved one, and we will write that letter for you thanking the people.
And, you know, what you're talking about is just so perfect, because this time of the year, a lot of folks are running around trying to figure out what to buy Aunt Helen, what to buy Uncle Sam,
uh-huh.
or Mom and Dad, when they have everything they need.
Yes.
You can make a donation in their name
uh-huh.
to the Salvation Army, and you'll send them a letter.
We certainly do. And it's the perfect gift, one size fits all.
That's right. No, but you don't have to take it back.
That's right.
All right. So when you see the bell ringers on the street now through Christmas Eve, which would be Monday, give whatever you can.
Thank you. Yes,
and for more information,
that.
They can call the Salvation Army at
442-3229.
Okay, Cindy Chapman, thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
And Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. Monday on Christmas Eve, we've got the music of Kathy Barton and Dave Parra. That's a good way to spend Christmas Eve. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our flow director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.